This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. Family Matters.
On Afternoons with Helen Farmer.
And on Sundays we do look at parenting, we look at children's health and of course education too, in a really interesting time in that sphere right now. Taking a special look at how COVID-19 is affecting university students. In recent weeks, since the coronavirus crisis led to the closing of nursery schools and other educational institutes, the distance learning has been brought in. Most of the focus has understandably been on school pupils, be them, you know, primary or secondary. But what about those older students, those at college or university? How has the current situation impacted them from their studies and their future plans? Of course, their mental health as well. Over the next hour, we'll be delving into all of that and trying to find out what students and those close to them, from parents to lecturers, can do to best manage the situation. We'll be speaking to Aditya Bhatia, psychology lecturer and wellness support group facilitator, finding out what it's like for staff at the moment and what they're doing to help students. Also be in conversation with the Councillor of Tagri. She is founder of Reset, talking to us about the importance of online resources and how we as a community continue to support each other at this time. But starting off with perhaps one of the most important perspectives of them all for this topic, that of the students themselves. So joined on the line now by Aya Alatasi, who's at Middlesex University. Hi, Aya, how are you?
Hi, good, how are you?
I'm all right. How's it been over the last couple of weeks? Been huge changes. Are you adjusting okay?
Well, I mean, to an extent. Mm-hmm. You know, this time has been very difficult for everyone all over the world, but for us, it's been extra difficult because, you know, we used to really love going to university, seeing our friends, learning. And now the situation is very anxiety provoking. We're really worried. Like, we think, should we be worried about our health? Should we worry about our education, about our examinations, about our assessments? You know, we're worried about what to worry about, which is a very stressful situation.
I think it is exactly that. It's the uncertainty, isn't it? Would you mind telling us, Aya, what are you studying and what stage are you at in the student journey?
I'm at my first year of psychology and marketing. So I major in psychology and minor in marketing.
So when the news came that, you know, universities were going to be closing, and, you know, as I said before, this is absolutely the right thing to do in terms of safety and security of the country, what was your initial reaction and what has that meant for your studies in the immediate future?
Well, 2 days before our university actually announced that we were closing, one of my relatives sent me the news article saying that universities and schools will be closed. And I was like, that's impossible. We will not close. You know, that's something that we would never imagine. If this did happen, that means what we're going through is actually real, because, you know, we did not perceive it as being that dangerous at the beginning. We were very shocked and we were messaging each other on the groups, on the university groups and all the outlets. And we were like, is this actually going to happen? What's going on? And then when the news came, it was a shocker to all of us. All of the students were devastated. We were hugging each other, crying. On the last day, we did not want to stay home. We did not want to stop going. We're seeing our friends. It was very devastating at the beginning.
And how has that unfolded for you then? What's the impact been on your studies so far?
I mean, personally for me, it hasn't been that difficult to manage my studies because, you know, we don't have any excuses now. We just sit at home and do nothing. So all we have to do is study and focus on that. But maintaining a studying routine has been somewhat difficult because some days, you know, you have a lecture in the morning, some days you have a lecture in the afternoon. Okay, what do I do with the rest of my day? You know, we used to have a lot of fillers within the day. We'd have conversations with our friends. We would have clubs or meetings. But now there's nothing. So it's been kind of difficult to manage a routine.
I think that speaks to a really interesting point. You know, the student experience is not just academic, it's the social side as well. It's meeting people, meeting people who have a similar outlook to you, who have similar passions for subjects, but also people that you've perhaps never come in contact with. And this is a time for broadening your horizons. What about that social side? How's that adjustment been, Aya?
The social side has been quite challenging, to be honest. You know, at this age, our friends are one of the most important things in our lives, and now being able to see them every morning and seeing, you know, all of our relatives, it's been very challenging because, you know, sometimes you're more comfortable talking with your friends about some issues that you're facing. Not everyone is comfortable with discussing it with their families, so not being able to see your friends is very difficult. We try to keep in contact, you know, we talk on WhatsApp or call each other. We try to keep in contact as much as possible, but it's still not the same as being able to spend most of your day with them 5 days a week.
And what about the lecturer side? What kind of interaction have you had with the university and with your teachers during this period? What's that actually look like?
Middlesex University is one of the most amazing places ever because they've been so supportive during this entire period. The lecturers are always available to answer any questions that we have. We have ongoing discussion forums on our university website. We're always constantly sending our professors emails. They're always answering within just a few hours. Everyone has been incredible and so supportive. They've even, you know, pushed back some deadlines, offered extra support. They've just been incredible, very helpful.
I think one of the kind of the big misconceptions when they announced that GCSE and A-levels and then IB exams were going to be cancelled would be that teenagers and students would be celebrating, like, oh, you know, fantastic, haven't got to do this. Whereas the reality seems to have unfolded that actually students are kind of grieving for this experience. Yeah. You know, they wanted to have the closure of the exams they've been studying hard for. They wanted to have that end of term feeling with friends that they've made over the last, you know, few months and years. And I know you're in your first year, but I think, you know, if both you, you know, as finishing out that year, but also those a couple of years ahead of you finishing that university experience, it must must feel like a bit of a grieving process.
It is. It is very devastating to know that, you know, we're not going to have the normal experience for this year. But I mean, our situation in comparison with graduating students is much smoother because, you know, they're worried about their dissertations, about their graduation ceremonies. You know, it's hard on all of us.
Can I ask then, what's the general feeling amongst your peers? Do you think you're rallying together or is everyone feeling a bit down at the moment?
We're trying to, you know, keep each other's morale up. We're trying to motivate each other and stay positive. But it's really hard when, you know, every few minutes you see this news article saying how many deaths and how many devastating things are happening all over the world. It's sometimes very difficult to stay motivated. I think everyone is trying their best to pull through.
What advice would you give to any other students out there, whether that's teens or those through university, about keeping a bit of positivity over the coming weeks and months?
Well, first of all, don't be too hard on yourself. You know, this is a very hard situation that everyone all over the world is going through. Sometimes it's okay to not be able to study or perform. Just sit back and relax, rewind, just, you know, organize whatever you have to do over, you know, we have God knows how long until the situation is over. So just take your time and relax. Don't worry too much. And most importantly, don't listen to every news article that you see or every post that you see on Facebook or Instagram.
Yes.
Because that can be very difficult.
It can. It can be hugely overwhelming. So control that flow of information. Surround yourself by some positive people and know that better days are coming. And I know they are. I thank you so much for joining us. Truly wishing you,
thank you for having
all
me.
The best through the end of this term, but also into next year as well.
Family Matters.
On Afternoons with Helen Farmer.
This afternoon, we are taking a special look at how COVID-19 is affecting university students. In recent weeks, since the crisis led to a closing of nurseries, of schools and other educational institutions, with distance learning being brought in, most of the focus has understandably been on school pupils, be they primary or secondary. But what about those older students, those at college or university? How has that situation impacted them from their studies to their future plans and, of course, mental health as well? We've just heard from Ayala Tassi, who's at Middlesex University, getting a student's perspectives. Now let's hear from a lecturer. Aditi Bhatia is psychology lecturer at Middlesex University, Dubai, as well as a wellness support group facilitator, joining us on the line now. Hi, Aditi, how are you today?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, I'm well, thank you. I think it is really interesting to get this perspective because so much has been focused on the schools, and that's in the news and both anecdotally when I think about people that I'm friends with. Whereas if I think back to my student years, this is a huge, huge impact. You know, this is so... It must be so confusing for everybody to how to navigate this, both academically, but also emotionally as well. This has been unprecedented for you as a lecturer, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. It's been an interesting time for all of us. You know, it's been quite challenging, but also it's a massive shift from, you know, in-class learning to online learning And I found that a lot of us have had to quickly adapt to online teaching as well. And we've received very quickly a lot of training from the university on how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, I've just been astounded by, you know, the adaptability and creativity of my colleagues. And how, it's nice to see the academic community kind of step up and embrace this challenge.
Now, with both your lecturer and your psychology hat on, can I ask how this could affect students mentally?
Oh, I think this is already affecting students in many different ways. They've been reporting feeling a lot more stressed out, a lot more anxious, and, you know, given the uncertainty about what's going to happen, it's been a difficult time for many students. You know, as I mentioned earlier, they are also missing out on the so-called student experience, the coming to campus. At Middlesex, they have so many different student clubs that that students participate in that they are now, you know, not being able to do. And so it's definitely affecting students both in terms of their academics and emotionally as well.
To any students or parents of students who are listening this afternoon, what can people be doing to best look after their mental well-being during this time to make sure they're staying resilient, staying positive, and looking to the future?
I think for students themselves, planning can be massively helpful because it gives them, it could give them a sense of routine, a sense of normalcy. You know, trying to use the time as best as they can, try to learn a new skill, engage in their creativity, try to read, write, paint, whatever works for them. Something that we asked, you know, clients to do in therapy is to do little things in a day that give people a sense of accomplishment. So even if it's as small as doing the laundry, can be really helpful. For parents and peers as well, this is a really important time for them to be supportive. To parents, I ask if you have young adults at home, young university students who are trying to learn, try to give them the physical and emotional space to study as much as is possible. And that's, I think, extremely important in this time.
And do you feel like this could put ultimately a lot more pressure on students, but kind of academically right now, but ultimately when they graduate as well?
Oh, absolutely. You know, so many of our students, they're very able. About 80% of them are actually on scholarships. And so, you know, it was already hard for them to, and they always had the pressure to perform academically, but it's now even more harder. And this is particularly difficult for students who have pre-existing mental health conditions or learning difficulties. This is a difficult time for them. Also, I think for our students who are close to graduating, this is they've been thinking a lot about what's going to happen in terms of finding jobs after they graduate. For those who are pursuing further education, how will they get into universities? All of these have been, I'm sure, on the minds of students.
Aditi, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. And as you said, the university's been really agile in terms of adapting to this situation. So thank you for all your hard work and continuing to support the students.
Family Matters.
On Afternoons with Helen Farmer.
We're talking younger students after four, but right now taking a special look at how COVID-19 is affecting university students. In recent weeks, since the crisis has led to the closing of educational institutes, the focus has very much been on school pupils. But what about those older students, those at college and at university? How has the current situation impacted them from their studies, but also their hopes for their future? We've already heard from student Ayla Tassi and psychology lecturer Aditi Bhatia, both from Middlesex University in Dubai. Let's now bring the conversation to Akanksha Tangri. She's the founder of Reset. She set up and moderated a panel discussion that both Aya and Aditi were part of last week. The first virtual Health Out Loud by Reset Dialogues looked at student life during COVID-19 and asked what it means for you or a loved one's academic future. We've got Akanksha joining us on the line now. Thank you so much for sharing your time and your expertise with us this afternoon. Before we get to the panel, I'd like to learn a little bit more about Reset. Why did you set it up and what does it aim to do?
Yeah. Hi, Ellen. Thanks for having me. So Reset's an online platform for resources and stories around education, parenting, mental health, well-being, and children and young adults with special needs. We're well aware of the stigma and the misinformation around mental health, gender, and special needs, and there wasn't really a publication or one place that was addressing these topics and sort of the intersection between them on a daily basis. So Reset was born from that idea, and our aim is to bridge that gap in reporting as well as offer a safe space where students can have these conversations. So we have two aims. One is to shed light and offer a platform for people to share their stories and to read about other people's lived experiences, and most importantly, access resources and guides from tips on everything from how to homeschool your child or the available higher education options for young adults with special needs or even simple coping tools for your well-being during COVID-19.
Can I ask what's the reception been like since you founded it? Because I do think it is a unique offering because it talks about that vulnerability, that community, that sharing, but also providing some solutions as well. So I'm guessing people are very much on board with it so far.
Yeah, so we actually turned one on April 2nd, and it's been great. We've not heard one bad thing, which I think has been incredible because we're a really small team. Mm-hmm. And people have, welcomed us. They've trusted us with their deepest stories and, the most vulnerable personal aspects of their life. So I think that we're incredibly grateful and feel very privileged for that. And we host Reset Dialogues where we go into the community or schools and universities like Middlesex and have discussions around topics that matter to our audience. So there we've had like men crying while speaking about their mental health. We've had parents come up and hug us. So it's just been incredibly wonderful.
Can I ask then about your virtual panel discussion on student life during COVID? What did it actually look like in practice? How did people get involved?
So it was a collaboration, like you mentioned, between Middlesex and Reset, and it was our first one online. So it was, we did a trial run beforehand. It was, we used the Middlesex platform where students have their online classes, and we had polls that students could answer. Students could submit their questions. We had an online, on our Instagram, students could submit their questions anonymously that they wanted us to address. And we had Aya and Aditi, as well as a doctor, come together and address the physical and mental impacts of COVID-19 on student life.
Can I ask them, were any issues brought to the fore that you perhaps hadn't considered before? Or what were some of the common causes of concern?
I think the common causes among students were that university is a place for them where not only did they hang out with their friends, went to classes, but also where they could study and, sort of take a break as well. And that physical space is now not there. So I think that was the most common thing, as well as students saying that I can't concentrate in online classes, or I don't have a space available to me at home where I can just sort of focus. And, a lot of students also sometimes don't share great relationships with their families. Mm-hmm. So that was also a cause of concern. It was also that my parents just expect me to study all the time now that I'm home without realizing that I also need a break.
Yeah.
So those were all topics, yeah.
So kind of miscommunication. And I think this is a really good forum to have an honest discussion and to get a lecturer's input about what is realistic and what is expected from the university side as well. Can I ask then, what kind of general feeling did you get from the students about their thoughts, their hopes, their concerns about academic futures and then also going into the workplace?
I think for a lot of them, and I think for a lot of us as well, we don't know when this will end. Right. So there is that level of uncertainty, but we can only address or take each day as it comes. And I think it was just having students or getting students to realize that you can set a routine, you can sort of find ways to adjust to the situation that we're all in. And even in terms of for those that are graduating, not at Middlesex, but other students outside that we've talked to, they say that I don't like 4 years of school, of university, and I won't have a proper graduation. My parents were planning on flying down.
Yeah,
like I'm the first one in my family. Yeah. Yeah. I'm the first one in my family who went to college, and now I won't have that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. And, we've talked about this on the show last week that, a lot of us are kind of, grieving in different ways, for our, our freedoms or our routines, but often for experiences that we'd hoped for and looked forward to that simply aren't going to happen now. And yes, we can take that, that lofty, look at the big picture thing. But this is really important to so many people, and huge amounts of time and hard work and expense has gone into their educations. And this was supposed to be a highlight.
Yeah. we spoke to one architecture student who said that he spent 5 years working on his pieces, which is supposed to be shown physically, and now he can't even do that, and he was crying. You know, so it's all very heartbreaking.
What do you think then we can do as a community to help each other out and help out parents and students and lecturers, you know, the academic side to an extent during these, you know, uncertain and unprecedented times?
I think it's quite interesting because usually when there's a crisis, people come together, and here we're being asked to stay away from one another. And of course, it's important that we do that, but at the same time, also reach out to each other virtually. You know, if you're a student, you can organize an online study session with your peers so you feel connected, or maybe sit down with their parents and, you know, open up a conversation about what you're feeling and make them understand that you do need time off to reset yourself at some point during the day. You know, schools and universities can create wellness or counseling groups online. For the general public, we can, you know, get support or organize online coffee dates with your friends, movie nights. You know, whatever you were doing in person, sort of take that online, because that's what we can do at this point. If parents are overwhelmed with distance learning or homeschooling, you know, get your friends together and drop a schedule to see if you can take turns to do online tutoring. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of just adapting what we were doing physically to see what we can do virtually as well.
Can I ask, are there any resources that you'd like to point parents or students in the direction of at this time?
Yep. So on our website, we have a bunch at resetsex.com. You can read about, you know, simple well-being tips for your children, for yourself. If you're a teacher, we reach out to other teachers to share their lessons on what's working and what's not. So we have resources for parents with special needs as well that they can look at to on how to keep kids mentally engaged while at home.
Thank you so much for joining us and for all of your hard work. I know it's all kind of unfolding in different ways at the moment, but it sounds like Reset's doing a great job of adapting to that and continuing to offer the support. Would you mind just sharing again the website? And we've had a number of questions of a way of getting in touch with you as well. So website and Instagram would be great, Akanksha.
Yep. Our website's resetfest.com and our Instagram is at resetfest.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for joining us. Stay home, stay healthy.
You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.